I was thinking while Brother Charles was testifying, I'm 53 years old. And I thought about how fast this world has changed. He was talking about those malls and all those shopping places and just bustling and hustling with people everywhere. I remember when I was a little boy, and I didn't grow up in the 40s, 50s. I grew up in the 70s, 60s, 70s, and 80s.
Yes.
But in the 60s and 70s, I can remember in Dallas, Georgia, if you wanted gas for your vehicle, you better get it Saturday.
Right.
There was hardly nothing open on Sunday. Restaurants were closed. Everything, grocery stores. Now, there's nothing closed on Sunday. They reference the day of the Lord.
Yeah.
And kids today, they don't have a clue what we're talking about. They'd have a heart attack if the mall closed on Sunday.
Right.
Or if Walmart wasn't open on Sunday. Y'all okay?
Yes, sir.
Well, anyway, Brother Charles, I felt you right there, brother. I believe that myself. I remember even when people that didn't even go to church, they rested on Sunday. Amen. John chapter number 16. If you're there, say amen. Right back one of the places where we were this morning. I can't get past that thing of the God of all comfort. How many people stand in need of God's comfort tonight? I was just shocked and amazed when I read that definition, and I thought, man, that fits a whole gamut of people right there. People who are weary in their mind, feeble in their spirit. I tell you, man, we got a church full of those. People who are stooped in sin, suffering, and sorrow, and need the comfort of God. Amen. And He'll comfort you if you'll let Him. You ever seen anybody that was hurting and they wouldn't let you help them?
Yeah.
That's where a lot of God's people are. They're in a mess and God wants to help, but we're holding Him at arm's length. I didn't want to preach tonight, but I just can't quit thinking about it. John chapter number 16 and verse number 7. We read it this morning. We'll look at it again. He said, "Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is expedient for you that I go away. It is expedient for you that I go away." You realize if Jesus had not left after the resurrection and ascended to the Father, there'd be nobody on the right hand making intercession for you and I. He said, "I've got to go." Acts chapter number 1, verse number 9, they standing there with the disciples and they watch as He ascends up into heaven, and the angels come, the two men in white apparel, and said, "Why are you gazing up or looking up in amazement?" This same Jesus will come again in life then.
Amen.
He said it's expedient for you. It's important. Matter of fact, it's not just important. It's vital for you that I go away.
Yes.
Now, wouldn't it be cool if He was still here?
Yeah.
I think they'd treat Him the same way today, if not worse, than they did back then.
Right.
And He said it's expedient for you that I go away. For if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you. But if I depart, I will send Him unto you. I just want to say tonight that I'm glad Jesus came. He said again, I'm glad He came. Thank God for Christmas. I love Christmas. I doubt seriously we have the date right, but I don't think it matters as long as we celebrate His birth and acknowledge the fact that the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords became what we are and dwelt among us. Thank God for Christmas. I'll celebrate it till I die. It'll never be happy holidays with me. It'll always be Merry Christmas. But as much as I love Christmas, we've got another holiday coming up. And I love it equally, if not more. That's the day we celebrate the resurrection of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I'm glad He came, but if that's all it was, was, we'd have been a mess.
Yeah.
Paul said he gloried in the cross. I'm glad he died.
Amen.
I'm so glad he rose.
Amen.
He told Mary in the garden, don't touch me, for I've not yet ascended. He had the job to do. He had to go and put the blood on the mercy seat. He had to pay the penalty for my sin and your sin. I'm glad he came.
Amen.
I'm also glad he went.
Amen. That's good preaching, brother.
Amen. I'm also glad he's coming again. It wasn't goodbye, it was I'll see you in a little while. Amen. John 14, he said, if you let not your heart be troubled, you believe in God, believe also in me.
Amen.
In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you, I go away to prepare a place for you. And if I go, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also.
Amen.
Hallelujah. He is coming again.
Amen.
But in the meantime, here we are.
Amen.
I'm glad when Jesus left, he didn't leave us alone.
Amen.
He said, if I don't go, the Comforter cannot come. I'm glad when we get saved, we're not left to figure this thing out all by ourselves. Listen, I'm going to help you tonight if you'll listen. This is so simple. Some of you are going to say, man, you preach stuff, this kind of stuff all the time. But I'll quit when you get it.
Amen.
The devil would have you think that living a Christian life is a very complex and complicated thing. I've got good news. It's not.
Amen.
Let me say it again. It's not. If it was very deep and very complex, there would be very few that would know any success as a Christian. Will cut? It's a simple thing. I believe he put the cookies on the bottom shelf where the children could reach. Amen. I don't believe he'd say, I'm going to go away, but I'm going to make it so hard. That they're not going to be able to stay in the battle. They're not going to be able to stay in the fight. I'm going to make it so tough for them to figure out how to live for me that they're just not going to be able to do it. That's pretty much what the law did, wasn't it? Brother Charles talked about Brother Roloff's message, Doctor Law. Thank God for the law. It's our schoolmaster.
Amen.
It's what shows us we're sinners. But thank God for Dr. Grace.
Amen.
I'm glad when I got saved, the Lord didn't say, okay, that's it. You fend for yourself. But he's left for the child of God everything we need to live this Christian life, to make it from point A to point B.
Amen.
There is a space between point A, salvation, Brother Jerry, where you got in, and point B, where it will end. I'm talking about heaven. I think that space, one preached it like this on writing your own epitaph. That's your what's engraved on your tombstone. I heard one preach on the dash, Brother Charles. That time space in between birth and death. If you're saved, that time between your natural birth and your spiritual birth, it's under the blood.
Amen.
But that time space between your spiritual birth and your death, man, that thing's important right there. And I'm glad God didn't leave us to struggle with that thing all on our own. He gave us exactly what we need. I'm going to give you three simple little things tonight. You probably already know what they are. But I'm going to give you three simple little things all wrapped up together. Kind of like a multivitamin.
Yes.
You know what a multivitamin is?
Yes, sir.
I know people that are vitamin fanatics. I don't even see how they eat food. They're just full of vitamins. I was with a preacher in Florida a few weeks ago, and he had a bag. He was at lunch, had a bag. He pulled that thing out on his drug deal. He took a handful of pills that big. I said, dude, what's wrong with you? He said, this is my vitamin. I said, man, I got a jar at home. It's got every bit of that stuff in it. All you got to take is one. Amen. That simplifies that thing to me a little bit. Amen.
Yeah.
Go down to the GNC and get you a Mega Man. Amen. Take that, you'll wake up tomorrow feeling like Superman. Hallelujah. I wish that was true. What I'm trying to say is it's got everything in there that you need. Jesus gives us three simple things. It gives us everything that we need to live this life with God. You show me a Christian who is struggling spiritually. And can I just be honest with you and say that I do from time to time?
Amen, brother.
I go through it, man. I mean, where I just beat my head against the wall.
Yeah.
Not literally, you know what I mean. I'm not a headbanger, amen. There's days, man, that I just can't figure it out. There's days I can't find the Lord with the FBI, man. I'm just struggling. I'm human, just like you. Some preachers preach and have you believe that they're above all of that. They're not. They're just good at faking.
That's right. Yeah, you're right, man.
There's days we all struggle.
Amen.
But you show me one that's struggling, and I'll show you one that's lacking in one of these areas I'm going to talk about tonight. You come to me and tell me, boy, how hard. And sometimes the devil just give you a hard time. You know what you might need to do? You might need to up the dosage a little bit. You can't overdose on these things I'm going to give you tonight. You can't take too much. Amen. Used to, and I've gotten out of the habit of it. I felt the cold coming on. I start loading up on vitamin C. And I asked, I believe my mother and my wife one. I said, how many of that can I take? They said, you can't take too much. Just take it. You can't take too much of what I'm going to give you tonight. And it's so simple. The three things Jesus gave us. There's a whole lot wrapped up in these three things. There's a whole lot of, I'm trying to think of the right word, a byproduct, if you will, of these three things. But these three basic things tonight, if you'll take them and apply them to your Christian life, I promise you, God will bless you. Number one is His Spirit. Brother Charles, he said, if I don't go, the Comforter cannot come. We read it this morning over and over and over in John chapter number, 14 down through 17, verse after verse about the Comforter coming. We read in 2 Corinthians chapter number 1, verses 2 through 5 about the Comforter and the God of all comfort. The Holy Spirit of God. He is our leader. Would you listen to me? They said again, He is our leader.
Amen.
When somebody says, I feel like the Lord has led me, how does He do that? By His Spirit.
Amen.
By His Spirit. The Holy Spirit would scare a lot of churches literally today. Somebody made a statement last Sunday, and I laughed it off, but I disagreed with the statement. Was it last Sunday or Sunday before last? I don't know. Sunday before last, when the kids come back from Mark.
2 weeks
ago. It was awesome. I'm talking about we shouting and praising God and people running loud. People have a problem with that. People can't handle that. It's okay in the world. When they're stoned out of their mind, it's fine. But you come to church and get drunk on that new wine, and people have a little trouble.
Amen.
Honestly, I don't have a problem with it.
Amen.
But we're living in a day where we have educated the Lord and the Spirit of God out of the church. In other words, we're no longer dependent on Him. God give us the days with the country preacher who couldn't half read, couldn't pronounce the words in the Bible, but he laid on his face and said, "Oh God, I need your spirit and I need your power. I need the touch of God." Them old men had pulled up a stump in a field somewhere and thousands had shoved to hear him preach. Are you listening? The Spirit of God, He's our leader. We need to grow more and more and more dependent on the Holy Ghost of God instead of less and less and less dependent. We talked about it the other day. Our self-confidence. Self-confidence is dangerous. It's dangerous what it is. We get saved and slowly but surely we figure out how to do this ourselves and we no longer need the Spirit of God. I've used this illustration for years. God gave me this years ago. It's like having a brand new car. My brother sent me a picture of a truck that he's coveted. That's such a bad word, John. You need to repent on that. But I feel you, brother. He sent me a picture. He said, "Man, I want this bad. It's like having a brand new vehicle that's loaded with every option. Like a brand new Cadillac Escalade, something like that, you know, high dollar car. With every option, all the bells and whistles, heated and cool seats, and you name it, got it all. Like that, what was that thing you drove on your wedding day? A what? A Jaguar. That just sounds cool, though. Got a car you drive, Jaguar, dude. What do you mean? Sounds better than Prius, don't it? Amen. It's like having that car with all them options, but without any gas. With no gas, all you can do is toot your horn and flash your lights. That's why we've got so many churches today tooting their little horn and flashing their little lights. Because, brother and sister, that's all they got. It's like riding a stationary bike. You pedal, and you pedal for an hour, and you ain't moving an inch. I'm telling you, man, we have programized and educated the Holy Spirit. I'm not against education. But it can never take the place of Holy Spirit power. I'm trying not to get hung up here, but we make a big deal about the Holy Ghost moving in our service. Let me tell you something. You need Him more on Monday than you do on Sunday. You're far less likely to fall sitting in church on a Sunday morning. You need to get to where you need to depend on Him, not just to sing in the choir or to preach a sermon. You need to learn how to depend on Him to live every single day of your life. Amen. You need to learn to depend on Him to help you to be faithful to the wife and wives to your husband. Children obedient to your parents. You need the Spirit and the power of God. Remember what Jesus said, "Without me, you can do nothing." So how do we have Him? It's His Spirit that indwells us in salvation. Somebody said, "Well, if He moved inside my heart at salvation, why ain't it just happening automatically?" You've got to yield to Him. You've got to give Him the right of way in your life. Let me tell you something about the Spirit of God. He had a part of your salvation. He birthed you into the family of God. Jesus told Nicodemus in John chapter number 3, "That that's born of the flesh is flesh, but that that's born of the Spirit is spirit." Hey, we were Holy Ghost birthed into the family of God. How did you know you were lost and on your way to hell? Spirit of God. Spirit of God. Thank God. Listen, I'm telling you, three things Jesus left us that we absolutely need every single day of our life. We need His Spirit. He birthed us into the family of God. In John chapter number 16, the Bible said He guides us into all truth. When the Spirit of truth is God, He'll guide us into all truth.
That's right.
Oh, hallelujah. How many decisions have you made without it? Badness. How many times do we make decisions without consulting the Lord and then we pay for them for years to come? One decision without the leadership of the Lord can alter your entire life.
Yes, sir.
Y'all all right?
Amen.
We need His guidance. When's the last time you had the Holy Spirit shut you down? Anybody know what I'm talking about?
Amen.
I'm talking about just step out in the middle of something and go, stop.
Right.
Yes.
Bro.
No. Or even go. We need to be Holy Spirit led in our life. He'll guide us into all truth. 1 Corinthians chapter number 2. Turn over there. I'm going to show you this. Show you what the Holy Spirit did. 1 Corinthians chapter number 2. I was just going to quote part of it, but it'd be good to look at. I'm not going to preach as long as I did this morning, I don't think. But I want to help you, I do. I want to see people make it. There's a few of us in here. We've been together coming up on 25 years, Brother Charles. Take a lot fell through the cracks, Brother Greg. About 23 years, me and you, 24, somewhere in that neighborhood. Ain't that something, brother? Brother Clint and Randy, they've been around about that long. Brother David, God's been good. But man, if we had everybody that got on board at one time,
amen, bro.
Walmart wouldn't hold us.
Amen.
And I'm not exaggerating, man. I mean, it's been, I'm talking about hundreds among hundreds of people that didn't make it, and I'm telling you why they didn't make it. 1 Corinthians chapter number 2. Look at verse number 11. I'm going to show you how important the Holy Spirit is for your life every day. Chapter 2 and verse number 11. For what man knoweth the things of man, save the spirit of man which is in him? That's the world's wisdom. Are you listening? Even so, the things of God knoweth no man but, say it with me, the Spirit of God. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. Which things also we speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Ghost teacheth, comparing spiritual things with spiritual.
Amen.
The reason a lot of people have a problem with the Holy Ghost moving in a service like He did tonight, like He did last Sunday night, like He did the Sunday morning before, people don't understand that. Why? They don't have the same spirit.
Amen.
Amen. They don't have the same spirit. The Holy Spirit is vital to our Christian life. We need Him every single day. Amen.
Amen.
I believe He is God.
Amen.
I believe He is Jesus.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
He is the Godhead manifest in the Spirit.
Yes,
are y'all okay? He birthed us into the family of God. He guides us into all truth. He teaches us the Word of God we just read.
Amen.
And then He comforts us.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
And then some days, and I'm even thankful for this, He rebukes us. There's days He speaks softly and tenderly. Softly and tenderly, Jesus is calling. Some days it ain't softly.
Amen, bro.
Some days it ain't tenderly. Some days it's, hey! You better get a hold of yourself. You better put a guard on that mouth. You better watch that mouth. Thank God for that.
Amen.
Glad I got a God who loves me enough to say, him, every now and then.
Amen.
You better straighten up.
Amen.
A lot of people think that the Lord spends more time rebuking than He does anything else. Not really. If you got rebuked every time you deserved it,
right.
You'd be so depressed and downtrodden. You'd shoot yourself. I would. He sure shows us some liberty, doesn't He?
Yeah.
And some mercy.
Amen.
Three things you need tonight. You need the Spirit of the living God that indwelt you with salvation to manifest itself in your life day in and day out and day. You're going to drive into work tomorrow and say, Lord, I need you today. I need you people to be on this job today. I need you people to be in school today. I don't just need you so I can shout on Sunday and run a lap around the building. I need you so I can just hold my head up and be a Christian. Amen? I need you every single day. Listen, His Spirit is our leader. Number two, going quickly, His Word. If His Spirit is our leader, His Word is our map.
Amen.
I remember there's an old song. I don't know how old it is, Brother Charles, but they sung it way before I come along. I'm using my Bible as a road map. Used to be an old trucker song that had them. I remember hearing it in my daddy's truck. I remember he had an 8-track tape player. You kids, I didn't even try to explain what that is. But he had an 8-track tape player it was all trucker's music. We listened to that big truck, and one of them songs was, I'm using my Bible as a road map.
Amen.
Man, this Bible will tell you how to live.
Amen.
Ephesians chapter number 5, verse number 26, that Bible will clean you up.
Amen. Right.
Sometimes it's a bubble bath. But sometimes when you faked it and didn't really take a bath and told mama you did. You ever had your mama nearly kill you with a wash rag? I've had my mother scrub the hide and come off me. She said, you take a bath, I'd go in there and run the water. Put my hand in the dark head. I don't do that now. I don't know why. When I was a kid, I hated it. I'd go in there and swash that water around. Mom said, you take a bath? Yes, ma'am. Well, why is that ring still around your neck? Because we played outside. You don't get up. You don't get a ring around your neck playing Minecraft. We just played real war in the dirt.
Amen.
We just tough kids. We had bigger gun battles. I shouldn't tell this. You learn how to hide. Amen. She get that wash rag, boy. She starts scrubbing. You be like, ah! Feel like she's skinning you alive. She get that ring off, though. But that book, it'll clean you up, man. So, preacher, we've heard this over and over and over. Are you needing it?
Yeah.
Are you smoking any time, man?
Yeah.
You say, I'm struggling. Sometimes you're going to struggle when you're doing everything right.
Amen.
And it won't be near as bad. If you'll make way for the Spirit of God in your life and the Word of God in your life. Psalms 119:105. He said this book was a lamp unto his feet and a light unto his path.
Amen.
A lamp unto his feet and a light unto his path. I won't rehearse this. I've preached it a million times, but we talked about that double lost the train on my word there. It gives two meanings to that light. A lamp to his feet and a light to his path. That lamp to his feet shows you where you are. That light to your path shows you where you're going.
Yes.
Amen. If my headlights on my truck show them right down on the ground, just show me where we are. Where we at, we can never make it home. Before I'm looking where I'm going, I got to figure out where I'm at. Amen. Amen. That little deal on the GPS shows you are here and you're going here. Amen. We need that lamp to show us where we are, but we need that light to show us where we're going. Where did we get that? This book right here. I don't know how many times I've struggled as a pastor, as a husband, as a daddy, trying to make different decisions in my life, and just read this Bible and go, oh, there it is. You know what that is? The Lord shining some light.
Amen.
Listen, you cannot live strong spiritually without His Spirit and without His Word. You just can't do it. Paul said in Romans chapter 1 and verse 7, number 16, he said, for I'm ashamed of the gospel. For it is the power of God unto salvation, Jew first and also the Greek. And thank God for this Bible. Brother Freddy's been teaching. I've been meaning to ask him and I haven't done it, but I'd like for him to condense that and kind of do an overview for us on Sunday night. We brag about this King James Bible, but you don't know why.
Right. Amen.
You don't know why.
Yeah.
You just think we hate the NIV? I do too. But we don't just hate because we're prejudiced. We have a reason for it.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen.
Hey,
if you care enough about it, man, you want to know. I did. When I got saved, I thought, man, I want to know what this is all about. I didn't know there was another version. Dumb as a rock, Brother Freddy, I was. Been in church all my life. I never heard that. I didn't know there was an issue. I went to work and somebody said, well, you got saved, which Bible are you going to use? I said, I wonder I got the house. He said, I mean, which version? I thought maybe he was talking about Thompson, James, Cofield. That's all I knew. Because there's different study Bibles. So I'm honest. I'm not being. And I wasn't dumb. I just never heard all this stuff. He said, oh, there's versions. Like different versions. I thought, why is that confusing? And I studied that thing out for myself. I found out why Grandma's Bible is still the Word of God.
Amen.
Thank God He gave us. Aren't you glad He didn't leave us without a guide?
Amen.
Amen. That's why we have a Bible. Why do you think He left if it wasn't important? Why do you think He allowed so many to die that we might hold it in our hand if it wasn't important? I think it was worth every drop of blood that was shed.
Amen.
I thank God that He didn't require that of us. I'm afraid if that issue was in this day and time, there wouldn't be a Bible because they ain't many that died for it. Focus. You ain't got no John Wycliffe left running around, are you? You ain't got no John Hosses running around. These men that'll burn at the stake over that book right there. I can't tell you why I do. I'd like to stand here and say, I'd die for that book. I don't know.
Let's all run.
You said, bless God, I will. Let's build a fire.
Amen, brother.
Set your bitch's legs on fire.
Amen.
You know how I do that.
Yeah.
Amen. Thank God for this book. Ephesians chapter 6 talks about that armor of God. He said, take the helmet of salvation in verse number 17, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. You know that's the only defensive weapon He gives us. Everything else in that armor is offensive. That sword, that's our defense, our offense. And we battle the devil with that thing in the Jesus Christ, the very Son of God, went up on the mountain alone and fasted for 40 days. The Bible said that when He was afterward and hungry, the devil came and tempted Him. Three times the devil tempted Him. What did He tempt Him with? Food. He'd been fasting 40 days. I'd say He was a man. I'd say He's hungry, wouldn't you? You know what the Lord did? According to Scripture. It is written.
Amen.
It is written. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God.
Amen.
And He tempted Him with who He was. If you really are.
Yeah. You're right.
If you really are. You know that flesh wants to rise up and set down. Sure, if you do that. Again, it is written.
Amen.
We tempted Him again.
Amen.
With possessions. I'll give you all this. You'll just buy it.
Yes, sir.
Again, it is written. He quoted Him three verses of Scripture, Brother Ronnie.
That's
and
right.
You know what He did? The Bible said He left Him alone.
That's right.
Hey.
Yeah.
You know what the devil did? He said, okay. Bible thumper.
Yeah.
You go throwing that Bible on me, I got to go.
Yeah.
You start giving me popular reasoning and all that kind of stuff. He can fight you on that, but he can't fight that book right there. I got quick. Listen, three simple things that the Lord has given us, that's ours. And it is as available to us as it is the greatest preacher on the face of this earth.
Amen.
The Spirit of God, the Word of God, lastly, and I'm done, is church.
Amen.
It's church. His Spirit's our leader. His Word is our map. But His church, that's our vehicle. That's our vehicle. When we get to where He is, we won't need it no more.
Amen.
But right now, let me tell you something. You need the church.
Amen.
Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ loved the church and gave Himself for it. It's pretty important to Him.
Amen.
Peter, on this rock I build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. It's pretty important to Him, the church. It's not important to a lot of people anymore. They don't need it quite so much anymore.
Yeah.
Why they have all these parachurch organizations. Cell groups. Turns into fornication groups.
Amen, bro.
I believe in church.
Amen.
I think it's important. I know y'all sick of hearing that kind of stuff, but I'm going to fight for it.
Right.
I'm going to fight for it. We're going to have church as long as I got anything to do with it.
Amen.
The Lord ever allows us to put a new building in, I'm afraid He'd give us some money to put pews in it and not chairs.
Amen.
You say, what's wrong with that? I don't know. It just looks like church. I just like it.
Amen.
I like to pull up here.
Yes, sir.
All that stuff. Steeple. I like to go up to church. I like people ride by and go, I wonder what that is. I like people ride by and go, that's a church.
Yeah.
They build them now. You can't tell if it's a bank, a school, a church. You know what? They're trying to camouflage. I want people to come and not feel like they've been to church. I want people to come and say, woo, we in church.
Yes, sir. Amen.
I think even among us, church has begun to lose its importance. I think it's vital. I don't think you can live spiritually successfully without it. There's a movement that started in our country. It started up north. I know where it started, and I know when it started. And it's wicked. It's wicked. I've had friends get caught up in it. For the church was too worldly. They wouldn't allow the kids to go to Sunday school. That started it. And then they started having church at home.
Yeah.
Now, let me be honest with you. Having church at home. Can you imagine me in the living room on Sunday morning, sit Sister Angie down and say, all right, now bless God. This wasn't fine. You can have devotion at home. You can have prayer at home. You can have Bible at home. But you don't have church at church. We need it. I can't make it on coffee and cupcakes on Sunday night. Neither can you.
I try, brother. Amen. Yes, sir.
Amen.
I ain't missing. Because I'm afraid of what it might miss.
Yes, sir.
I want church with good singing. I want church with good preaching. I want church with a good altar call. Give me the opportunity to do something about what I just heard.
Yeah.
If you miss Wednesday night, oh my. Look, friend, you got to go listen to that. Shoo! That was some preaching, friend. I've been chewing on that thing all week long. I'm glad I didn't miss that. Who Samuel prayed for? Sinners. Selfish. Stubborn. Why he continued to pray for him? Because God's forgiven. Because God's faithful. And because God's fantastic. I'm going to need of that for a few days.
Yeah.
I wasn't in church, I wouldn't have got it.
Amen.
BJ, if you had to come to church to see a play, you would have never come to know Christ, did you say? I'm telling you, church is important. We ought to be faithful to it. Every one of these had part in our salvation. The Spirit of God, the Word of God, and the Church of God. And I'm not talking about a denomination. I'm talking about the church that the Lord Jesus Christ had. It had part of it. Had it been a church, you'd have never forgotten.
Amen.
Had it been a church, you'd have never. I believe, I hate to use this term, but I believe in organized church. Or some people call it organized religion. But I believe there's a time that we come together. And we ought to be faithful to it. If you're a member of this church, you ought to be faithful. Years ago, my mother's house caught on fire. And we were out of town. You was out of town. That's right. I went over there. I was there. I went to help. Mama's house caught on fire. And Paulding County, they're paying now. The Paulding County Volunteer Fire Department showed up and got that thing put out. I mean, boy, and I just felt burdened to go help them. So I went and joined the Ridge Road Volunteer Fire Department. They had a meeting every week. Every week, they had a meeting. I think it was on Monday night. I can't remember. But if you didn't show up for a meeting, you got a phone call. Where are you at? Well, I don't really need to go to the meeting. Just call me if something's on fire. That was my attitude. I got my rubber boots and my coat and my hat and all that good stuff. Just call me when there's a fire. I'll be there. It don't work like that. You don't come to meeting, you don't go to the fire. You ought to be faithful to it. You ought to be here like a clock and ticking. You ought to be hanging in here like a hair in a biscuit. You ought to be at God's house. Are you listening? You ought to be at church on Wednesday night, you can't. I realize some people lie in your jobs, hindering. I know that. But that ain't the case for everybody. Amen. Wednesday night. We got church. What are you doing Wednesday night? Same thing we do Sunday morning, Sunday night.
Hey.
We got revival. Go flip. God put it on my heart. I didn't call and ask you when can you come. I said, when are you coming? I need you quick. He texted me back. He said, this is all I got. This is the only thing I can do. If you'll start on Sunday night. I said, come on.
Amen.
Sunday night. March 25th. I'm going to beat you. Monday night, March 26th. I'm going to beat you. Tuesday night, 27th, I'm going to be here. Wednesday night, Brother Paul Partain and his family will be here. I'm going to be here. And you're going to be sorely missed out if you ain't there. Why? I need it. And you need church. To tell you something, I'm not being ugly about this, but your kids need this more than they need that ball field.
Yes, sir. Yes,
sir. They need this more than they need that basketball.
Yes, sir.
I praise the Lord. Our boys, Micah, Jeremiah, y'all want me to do on the championship? Huh? Timothy, do? Amen. Hey, man. State champions, man. See, you can stay champion and not miss out on the things of God.
Yeah, that's right.
Problem is, some people worship that stuff. That ball field becomes church. And they live there. You know what they do? They live from sport to sport.
Amen.
This season to that season.
Amen.
You're not against kids playing ball. I'm for it. I am. Kid ought to get to play.
Right.
Say it again. They ought to get to play.
Yeah.
But it ought not to take the place of things that are. They need to grow up knowing church is more important.
Amen.
than extracurricular activities. Church takes priority.
Amen, bro.
Now listen to me. If your kid won a big deal, they had to go to a playoff somewhere, I'm not going to beat you up for that. But man, when you're missing over and over and over and over because of sports, you got your priorities out of
whack.
My mother used to stand up on the beach at New Georgia ball field, stick her finger in J.P. Denton's face, and say, my kid's going to want to play ball, but he ain't going to be here Wednesday night, and he's going to play the game. You know what J.P. would say? Yes, ma'am.
Amen.
He'd stand up too. He's right down there at Gateway tonight. He'd stand up here and tell you, Sandra, get in his face. Now, thank God I had a mama like
that.
Amen. Amen.
Yes, sir.
Church, we need the church. We ought to be faithful to it. Hebrews chapter number 9. Forsake not the assembling of yourselves together. We'll be here. Now, if you're running fever, stay home. Don't bring it in this
house.
Get well. I mean, we got it going on, too, boy. Probably some of the people here tonight shouldn't be.
Yeah.
But we ought to be faithful.
Amen.
Moreover, it is required in students that a man will be found. You got another word? But they may not be a whole lot of you do, but you'd be faithful. God doesn't ask for a whole lot, but we ought to be faithful to it. We need it. We need the fellowship of the believers. We need the fellowship of the believers. I told the guy one time who'd been out of church, I said, man, you need the church. I said, you need to be around God's people. He said, well, it's God's people that got me out. I thought about that for a second. I said, yeah, but it's God's people who will be there when you need them.
Amen.
If you have difficulty with your family, you don't quit them. If you have difficulty on your job, you don't quit that. Why? Well, why don't you quit your job when you disagree with your boss? Why not? Why not? Well, then I have a paycheck. True. So you endure some things. As much as you need a paycheck, you need to come to a place where the Spirit of God is. When we pray together, where we worship together. We need the church. We need to be fed in church. I hadn't had anybody say this a long time, but in the past I've had people say we're going to find another church if we're not being fed. You're given more opportunity in this place to be fed. You can shake the stick at.
Yes, sir.
Problem is not that you're not being fed, you're believing.
Yes, sir. Amen.
Yeah.
You're regurgitating it before you can get out of the parking lot. I want to be able to receive it and keep it down. Amen. I was preaching in a meeting one time, and a woman sat there literally, and she wasn't actually doing it, but she was going, that's years ago. You know what she said? I can't take this. I can't stomach this. It's just that.
Amen.
He gave us what we need to make. The Spirit, His Word, His Church. That would be important to us in our lives. Every single area. Let's stand.